I want to look at something real quick here in my Bible about that word perilous. Here we are. Did I get it? Wait a minute. I'm on the wrong scripture. Hold on. I marked the wrong one. Okay. Perilous. Harsh, savage, difficult, dangerous, painful, fierce, grievous, hard to deal with. The word describes a society that is barren of virtue but abounding with vices. If you don't understand where we're at today, we have vices everywhere. But morality is a questionable thing. Leaders that we expect to be telling us the truth are telling bold-faced lies and then turning around and say, well, they lied, and they're justifying their lies. The truth of the matter is, on that as well, we don't want to know the truth. How has America stayed free all these years? We've done some really bad things. We've had to. There have been things done in the dark that you have no idea about. We've done things to keep this country free. But in turn, we've also helped other countries stay free. But perilous times. There are times just like right now. Grievous. We have vices everywhere. We've just legalized marijuana in the state of Ohio. Yeah. We have school teachers that I know of that brag about taking LSD. And from what I know about them, they're wacky. We no longer look up to the people that are supposed to be. We've tore down the father and the mother in the household. I don't know of another time in history that Alzheimer's and dementia has ruled. So evidently we've done something that is deteriorating our brains. We live in perilous times. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers. I know with each one of these you're probably putting a face to that. Disobedient to parents, unthankful. Can I tell you a little something as well? The Bible wasn't written to the world. It was written to the church. This will be the church. We will brag about our exploits. We'll be lovers of money. I watched an episode of Frasier. Whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. But in this one, Michael Keaton played a flim-flam man in which he claimed to have found Christ. And he was preaching down at the local Ramada. And he faked it so good that Frasier matched the offerings because he looked like a fool. But he was only in it for the money. Are there preachers in it for the money? Absolutely. They are. They can take the word and they can dress it up and they can twist it. They can make you think you're a unicorn. But their fruits are what you're supposed to judge it by. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal. The last time I can think of the brutality that we glorify would be ancient Rome. When people would gather by the thousands in arenas to watch people be torn apart by animals and by each other. And they rooted for it. Yeah. Yeah. Now you can do it in your backyard, put it online, and now you're viral. Make $1 million. We have become a society that is perilous. We have too much time on our hands. There are jobs out there to be had, but everybody thinks that they need to be paid $50 an hour to flip a hamburger. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be given a fair wage. But for criminally, a monkey can be trained to flip a hamburger. They were introductory jobs is what they were. Nobody wants to do anything of real value. I want to sit online and tell people how stupid they are. I know one guy who, he's a millionaire now, and he tears up brand new trucks and equipment. And these are some really cool pieces of equipment and trucks. Tears them up and he's paid millions and given more millions. To tell you how bad it really is, he has tore up a Ferrari that cost $1 million. Ferrari's not happy with him. Ferrari's very picky about their cars. He will never be allowed to buy a new one, I'll put it that way. Despisers of good, traitors. You'll turn on your neighbor in here because you think you're right, because you bit into a lie. As Jesus put it, because the love of many grows cold. Because we start looking around, well, I want what they've got. Did you pay the price they have? I want the marriage they have. If you have a good marriage and you're going to be flat out honest with me, you're going to agree that there are a lot of good days and a lot of bad days. But love triumphs. True love will triumph. You will hold on. You will persevere. Headstrong. Oh my goodness. Do you know what word we use? Stubborn, strong-willed. Paul listed it as something that's not actually good. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm, bless God, I'm going to do it. And you wonder why you're not getting anywhere in your walk. I said before, you do not stand still in your walk. You're either going forward or you're sliding backwards. Because the devil doesn't take a day off. The enemy is constantly pushing against you. He wants to tear you down. He wants you to think you're the only one. You're a lone ranger. Bless God. Sarah, you're it. There's nobody around you. That's what the devil does. He isolates us. Look at how quick they got that done. I'm just getting on a roll. But we don't take the time to be thankful. When you become a member here, most of you, I'm looking around, I think most of you are members. I've told you, this is more like a family. Families don't always get along. There have been days I watch my boys, they just kind of go at each other. One day I saw Justin haul off and punch Joshua right in the face. He was about 10. It's been a minute or two. Joshua picked on him and he turned around and cold cocked him. I said, I told you one of these days it was going to happen. Well, you didn't go in there and discipline them? Why? I broke my brother's nose. I choked him out till he was about to pass out. But I would die for him. And he would die for me. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. We want it the easy way, don't we? We want it nice and cushy. Well, Pastor, I think we need cushioned chairs. I think we need a better this or a better that. Why? Are you trying to keep up with somebody? Well, I think I need an in-ground swimming pool. They're cool, aren't they? I'd like to have an above ground eventually. But they're expensive to open. I knew a gal who put one in, a small one. It cost her $1,500 to open it and $1,500 to close it, to seal it up for the winter. I'm like, that's $3,000 without the price of the pool and then the thing to run it through the summer. But am I going to have a pool? Yeah. Because it's the price I'll pay. Because I do like to swim. And the older I've gotten, the less I like to swim in goopy stuff that feels like poo between my toes. And smells like poo when you kick it up. But we're talking, oh, I've got to have the best of everything. That is a stupid mentality, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things my brother and I, we do talk about a lot, is tools. Hey, you know, I just bought this. You ought to try this. So we get tools. And we both have come to the same conclusion, and I got on this a while back, about Milwaukee. They're one of the greatest tool companies out there. They make tools that will out-torque anything. But I have not had one problem with my DeWalt. It's not as strong. I got to have the best. That's what I thought, because I had a few other Milwaukee tools. They were good. But they're getting a little cheap now. Well, now I need this Festool. Any of you woodworkers know what I'm talking about. They are super expensive. My opinion, you're cutting a straight line, right? Put your guide. Oh, it takes you 5 minutes longer to do it. But we got to have the best. Well, I got to drive the best car. Well, I can promise you nobody in here is driving the best car out there, because you can't afford it. Speaking of which, so I told you about Bugatti cars costing $2 to $3 million. I found a watch, and the advertisement said the watch you must have. It's made by Bugatti. It has a motor in it, a V12. That's how, it's so tiny, and it actually has pistons and a crankshaft, and you can see all of this stuff working. It's really cool, to the tune of $2 million. I don't even wear a watch. I don't know what time it is most of the time. And if I do, I found it the other day. I have my Timex in my drawer next to the bed. I'll put a new battery in it and wear my old Timex, because it tells time. Oh, yeah, and it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. But we have people that, oh, you need to believe for this. I don't need to believe for anything. I need to believe that God will take care of me. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you. I may not have the biggest house, but I thank you for the house I have. I thank you it's warm, that it's dry. Lord, I thank you for my truck. I know there's better packages out there, but mine is comfortable and I like my truck. Lord, I thank you for my tractor. Somebody told me the other day, aren't you just really ought to sell that tractor and buy a bigger one, get a better one? Why? It's paid for. And I found the problem. I was leaking hydraulic fluid like crazy. It's still out there on the parking lot. You can follow wherever I went. I took the hydraulic pump out yesterday, which is no easy feat because you got to take the radiator, the hood, and all this other stuff out. And I pulled up, and there's a line caught, and Justin says, hold on. And he reaches up, and with his fingers, spun it off real easy. It was the bypass for the pump. It was leaking. It wasn't anything else but a stupid, thank God it was a stupid little fitting. I did the pump right. I just somehow didn't get that ferrule tight. But I thank God for that tractor, because I don't have to go shovel snow anymore. I don't have to go borrow somebody's tractor to pull my driveway back up out of the road and into my driveway. I said, it does what I need it to do. I'm not a farmer. See, our thankfulness is where we need to start. God had a gripe with the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. Lord, we were better off in Egypt. We were better off dead. No, you weren't. You'd be dead. Lord, did you bring us out here to starve us? Do you know what they never did one time? They never asked him. The first thing they went to was complaining. We had food in Egypt. We had water in Egypt. We had meat in Egypt. We had graves in Egypt. Not one time did they ever ask God. Not one time. It was Moses that had to go. Ask God. James says, you have not because you ask not, and sometimes you ask amiss, because all you want to do is spend it on yourself. If that's what you think wealth is for, you're sadly mistaken. How much does it really cost to live? I know property taxes went up. I know everything's gone up. Trust me. But really, how much does it cost? Well, I need $1 million a year. What on earth are you doing? I live a nice life and I don't make anything like that. Nowhere near close. Not even touching the six figure. Not there. Nowhere close. Why? Because we think we have to keep up with the Joneses. The neighbor got a new tractor, I need a new tractor. Neighbor got a new truck, I need a new truck. Why? What's wrong with yours? It's old. I'm coming to where I like the old ones a little better anyhow, on some things. They do not ride like the new ones, though, I will tell you that. Does God mind if you have a new car? Absolutely not. He gets no glory that you're in poverty. But he's not going to bless you with the Powerball if you're going to go out and buy a Bugatti while you haven't given a dime to help an orphan or a widow. I believe it was James said, this is true religion. To take care of the orphans and the widows. But we're not thankful. We don't have enough. I gotta be a billionaire. Why? You can't enjoy your money. I think the closest one I can see maybe enjoying it somewhat is Elon Musk. He's making rockets, man. That was every little kid's fantasy. And it's crazy how he's doing what it used to take a government organization to do. Are we grateful as a country? We just came off of Veterans Day. But yet there's still homeless vets. Well, they got no reason to be homeless. Some of them were kicked out of their houses because they don't know how to deal with the terror they saw. I've heard stories of soldiers standing 20 feet away from a child who was, as they call, misted. It's when the bullet goes through so fast that all there is a red mist. And that was in this latest war. But yet we have multi-billionaires now because we've created many, many weapon systems. We're not grateful because after Thanksgiving, what comes next? Come on, let's be honest. Black Friday. The day when a lot of Americans forget that they just gave God thanks. And they go and they act like utter terrors the next day. I praise God that these businesses have realized there's a lot of online shopping going on. If you like to shop and you like being in that, more power to you. I went to do it once and I'm like, you kidding me? I just want the shop back. The line, I was going to Menards and you know where the entrance door is and it went east all the way to the end of the building and was coming down that side road. I pulled up and I said, ain't no shop vac worth that. And then turned around to find out nobody else was after the shop vac. I went and bought the shop vac the next day. Everybody else was done. But you see, that's our country. We forget about it. Christmas time, we forget about it. We forget that less than a month ago, we gave thanks for God's provision, and then we're whining. Your kids do not need $10,000 gifts. We have a limit for our kids. Tell us something you want within this limit, and we will look for it. You may or may not get that, but it will be in this grouping. Thanksgiving comes from daily thankfulness. Being grateful every day for what you have. Thank God for the roof above your head. Thank God you woke up and you saw the sun outside this morning. Or that you went outside and you looked up and you could see the stars. They were beautiful last night. I was kind of hoping to see some meteors, but that didn't happen. And it was too cold to keep standing there waiting. Be thankful for what you have. But I don't have all the things I need. What do you really need? Well, I need a new car. You know, I'll tell you something. Years ago, we got down to a point where it's like, okay, Lord, we have a worn-out pickup truck, and that's that. And it's got problems now. Somebody gave us we ended up with a couple of it. We bought a van, you know, it wasn't a Windstar. Windstar. A Ford Windstar. She turned a corner up here, pow, something broke. And we owned it outright. Took it on vacation, found out what it was, hauled it to the junkyard. The next week, Ford does a recall. And they'll pay for your van. We got $300 out of it at the junkyard and could have got $2,000 out of it. Oh, well, we didn't complain about it. Thank you, Lord. We continue to thank the Lord for what we needed. Father, I know you are a good God and you know I have need of these things before I ask. And we had gotten hold of a revelation one time that somebody tried to shove something God did to them down our throats. And I realized, you have to take even the gospel as God leads it for you. Because there's people that believe that you don't need to go to the doctor. I'm not one of those. But neither do I go running to the doctor every time something gets hurt. Broken back? Yeah, I'll go to the doctor. But there are things that happen, you got to do them. But there are denominations that teach that it's sin. And there are believers in our sphere of belief that believe if you go to the doctor, you're in sin because you're lacking faith. And that is not lacking faith. I know many of you in here right now, if you had not gone to the doctor when you did, you would either be dead or paralyzed or anything else. If I had not gone to the doctor and found out that my spine was broke, I might be paralyzed. Because it took the doctor saying, you don't need to move. So I listened. God healed me up and strengthened me. What the devil meant for evil, God used it for good. But these people, they started teaching, you can't have any debt. No debt. That would be great if I was born into a wealthy family. I wasn't. And I don't see anybody in here who came from a silver spoon. So we all got a little bit of debt. But I'm not driving a Mercedes, making payments on a car I can't afford. I'm not living in a house that I cannot afford. You look at these McMansions, great big houses. Oh, it's beautiful. I would love to live there. Well, they would like to be able to live there too, because now they have to work two jobs, take extra shifts, and they have no furniture because they can't afford the furniture in them. That's not life. That's not living. But we got that in our head. We can't ever have a debt. And then we got to the point where God spoke directly to me, because I got to thinking, man, I need a vehicle that's trustworthy. I was having to borrow people's vehicles to go to conferences because my truck was not trustworthy. And I got back from one and God said, go get a vehicle. I knew what, I kind of had in my heart what I wanted. See, Pat and Brenda had loaned me a Trailblazer. Man, I was like, dude, this thing's pretty comfy. Four-wheel drive. I said, God, here's what I'm looking for. I want gray. I want four-wheel drive. I don't want the extended row. I didn't want the big long one. And I want it to be low miles. God led me to one. And I was looking at another one in Sunbury, and the dealer said, he said, so do you want it? And I said, well, I've got a decision. I said, I've got this one. I said, it's got almost 100,000 miles, but I got this one over here that the guy's holding that's got 65,000. And the guy looked at me and he just said, you don't have a decision. Yeah, you're right. I didn't. But I made it harder on myself. Well, I couldn't have that. There was nothing over extravagant. It wasn't jacked up. I didn't go out and put $5,000 in tires and rims. I drove what I could afford. And then when we outgrew that one, which was pretty quick because the boys grew, we got an Expedition. Got a good deal. And then here's what the hilarious part is. So anybody that knows anything about Fords knows they make an engine that is just awful on spark plugs. It's called a Triton. Cost you $2,000 plus to fix it, to change 8 spark plugs, $2,000. Because there's a lot of other work that has to happen. And we had one of those. We really did like that vehicle. Air-conditioned seats. But we didn't pay the sticker price for it. Sticker price was $72,000. We didn't pay near that. And we're getting down to the point where we needed to fix this. Like, God, what do we do? Angela's driving down the road up here by the ODOT garage. She calls me up. Honey, I just hit a deer. Did it total the vehicle?
Are you okay?
We took it to McCrary's and they looked at it and they ran the price and everything. And Jonah out there said, I'm going to tell you right now, that deer hit you dead perfect. If he had missed went any other way, we'd be fixing this vehicle. But he hit in such a spot, it totaled that vehicle. Mind you, I was able to drive it there. But they totaled it. We didn't have to spend $2,000 on a vehicle to repair it. So you ought to be thankful. We were still thankful for the vehicle. Yeah, she was okay. And Eddie's head is hanging in the barn. That's what we named him. Cut him up and put him in the freezer. What I could, anyhow. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, we're not thankful for the things that we have. Well, it's a piece of junk. Start thanking God for it. Don't whine and moan and complain about it. Thank God for what you have. And then move up when you get the opportunity. You may want more out of life. Well, maybe God's put a desire in you. But start thanking him now so that when you're up there, you aren't thinking, I got to have more. I got to keep moving. I got to keep moving. I'm not trying to build a dream for you, folks. Let God build the dream inside of you. My dream was not this. But God let me keep living out the dream he put in me to get me here. Your dream is usually just a stepping stone to get you someplace you need to be. Take the time. Invest the time. Every day, not just once a year, to be thankful. Through this year, there's been lots of things that's happened. Thank God you got through it. Thank God for what he's going to take you through. And don't be afraid to ask him. If you're needing a new vehicle, ask. Jesus was telling us, he said, your father knows you have need of these things. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. Just a few verses down in the next chapter in 7, he said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more does your heavenly Father know how to give you the things you need? You know, there is one truck I would like to have. It's not an expensive truck. It's not a practical truck by any means. As a matter of fact, it's not even road legal, because it's a 1967 R22 Euclid rock truck. I drove one. Loved that truck. Cold, hard riding. We put 30 tons in a truck rated for 20. But I felt like king of the world driving that truck. And every time I'd come down the hill, I'd wonder, I wonder what they'd do if I took this on 95. There ain't a cop going to stop you. I mean, the tires are this tall, and it's a small truck. The one we got later had tires this tall, and it was bigger. But don't know why. I just like them. Because it looks like the old tough trucks that I remember as a kid. It would look like your Tonka trucks, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. Except it's green. But it's not such a desire. I'm asking God for one. Okay? I got other things I'd like to have long before an off-road dump truck. Yeah, somebody's telling me I need a boat. So this season, don't let Thanksgiving stop. Start today. Don't even wait till Thursday to start this. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this. I thank you for my family. Whoever pops up, I thank you for them. Lord, they're a blessing to me. Just seeing you is a blessing. People don't get that. Sure beats the alternative, not being seen. When you start thanking God for what you have, not what you don't have or have anymore, you can live a victorious life of joy. But if you spend your life whining and complaining, so you need to understand the reason God despises complaining so much is because it's the opposite of thankfulness. God, you didn't give me enough. He says you didn't ask. And that's where I was at. I got kind of mad at God when he told me to go get that vehicle and finance it. God, I don't owe. I own my vehicle. We had the van at the time. And then when it took a Hasta La Vista, we had the other vehicle. And then I didn't have a truck because the other one finally did die. And many of you remember my Sanford and Son truck. I miss it. 79 F-150 flare side. A little bit of jacked up, 351 modified. 7 different colors. Yeah, and rust. Don't forget the rust. No floorboards on the one side. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to sit and complain about what you don't have, you're never going to be thankful for what you do have. We live in the perilous times. Don't become somebody who thinks they got to have pleasure all the time. I don't understand things completely. Nobody does. The second you start telling me you do, I'm leaving. I already checked out of the conversation. You may understand some things I don't. That's good. That's the way we're supposed to be. But sometimes you got to have a little discomfort to know what comfort is. You got to have a little night to know what the light is. There's got to be a little sadness sometimes to understand what joy is. But that sadness should never come because you don't have something. I remember when the kids were growing up, VeggieTales were coming on the scene. And the very first long-length movie they did was The Toy That Saved Christmas. And all the kids thought they had to have this. And they would whine and cry, I want a Buzzsaw Louie. No, I want the Buzzsaw Louie. And they weren't thankful for the things that they had. We're coming up into a season. You may not have everything you think you want. Sometimes the things we think we want aren't the things that we actually needed. But God knows what we need. Because if you read the scripture, it's what it says. It doesn't say necessarily everything you want, but the things you need. Sometimes you need a beat up 78 F-150. That the lug nuts were flying off going down the road. I wondered what that tinging was. I'm like, man, I'm hearing something because there's no air conditioning in it. And I heard ting, ting. It's interesting. And then I heard, saw ting, and I saw the silver thing fly through the air. Pulled off on the side road 110 over here. Looked down. Sure enough, I had 2 lug nuts left. I wasn't very, and they were loose. So I was not very far from being a 3-legged wump. But I thank God for that truck. And God has blessed me because of what I've thanked him for. Not because I got jealous that my neighbor got a new truck. Get what you can do. All right. I don't think we had anything else, right? All right, let's stand. Oh, I'm so sorry. Sit down. Simon Peter says. All right, let's go before the Lord. We got just a handful here. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in this country. I thank you for what you're doing in this body, Lord God, that you're moving right now, that we're all changing our attitudes.